Hadi bakalım.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Human Reaction, our second episode of the new year. Happy New Year to you guys. Great to have you back in the room with us.
We made it.
Yeah, yeah, we made it.
Through the holidays.
We're here.
To what, though? I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're going to find out. We're predictions. It's the bingo card roundup for 2026.
We're not going to get anything wrong.
No, certainly not. Yeah. If last year was any indication, we are oracles.
Mm-hmm.
We know everything that's going to happen before it happens, which is why we're all rich.
Yes.
I won a clock.
Yeah.
Which we don't have here.
Oh, it's in the other
room. It's in the other room.
Oh, shoot.
That's all right. We did not get that hung up over the Christmas break, but we will make sure we prioritize that. Well,
don't lie.
I will not prioritize that. But.
I was like, we are not going to prioritize that at all.
We don't want to put a Hello Kitty clock in the shot.
My first prediction is that I hang that clock before the end of 2026. That's the first prediction I think.
Okay, got it.
That's my optimistic free space.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Hello Kitty sponsorship.
Thank you, Hello Kitty, for sponsoring this show very much. We appreciate you. Global icon, cultural icon, yeah. Hello Kitty. Yeah,
some people say that.
Some people are saying that. Kyle's not saying it. But.
And if you want to check out our other sponsor, Revved Up Promo, they have awesome swag.
That's exactly right, David. And if you want your brand to be as big of a cultural icon as Hello Kitty, bigger, in fact, than Pudgy Penguins, I would say.
That's a tall order.
You should go to RevvedUpPromo.com. They can put your brand on anything that you want. They have all the solutions for you. They make the process so easy and uncomplicated, unlike the process of sifting through all of these bingo submissions what I am so thrilled to say is 10 different people. So the three of us, Bennett soon to be included in that. It'll be 11 once Bennett submits. But in total, six of our Discord members have also submitted bingo cards for our consideration.
I know a bunch of people who have said they're going to, and they're not in this list. So we'll see. We'll wag our fingers
at them.
This week's wag of the finger goes to all of you who said you would do something and then didn't. All right. Should we get right into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get into it. All right. Kyle, you are up first. So walk us through it, man.
Yeah, we did have Grok tell us who to go first on this one, and I won it. AI loves me.
Just like bingo.
And just like bingo. Yeah, I guess winner goes first, right?
Momentum.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just a reminder, we split it up into different categories. We have 7 for domestic issues, 7 for foreign issues, 7 cultural issues, 3 wild cards, and then kind of your, I really hope this happens, free space.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it does happen, it's a free space.
Somewhere it was called a hopeful manifestation, and I like that.
Yeah, yeah. We're manifesting here.
That's
on
right.
This podcast.
That's right.
So for my domestic issues, we have the, this was an easy one. This is kind of my gimme, is Democrats flip the House. I think this is highly likely.
Yep. I agree with that.
Inevitable.
Yeah.
Right.
Things happen. Things
as
could
much as
happen,
it could
right?
be politically but, inevitable.
But
yes.
Likely, regardless of the situation, that's just kind of what always
I'm just
happens
salty because I didn't guess it. Go ahead.
David thought it was too easy and he had to make all his predictions hard. I want to win, motherfucker.
I tried to balance it easy to medium to hard. I tried to do that. I have an assassination attempt in the midterm elections.
Okay. Can explain that. What do you mean in the midterm elections?
Like
a candidate?
Somebody who's running.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Now just really quick, Dem or Republican, do you think?
Just anyone.
Wanted to make it easy. He's shooting to win. Well, he didn't say Republican.
I'm just asking. Who do I think would probably be targeted? Probably be Republican.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of the trend of things. Right
yeah.
Now,
that's,
right?
that's true. That's true. I would agree with that.
But I mean, it could be a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
I have also a scandal in the election that's influenced by AI or deepfakes. So this could be some sort of deepfake video that everyone falls for a while, some sort of like AI plagiarism thing, something in that ballpark. It'd be like like deepfake sex tape or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. You know, this is interesting because I was trying to figure out how to put this one in there. I don't think it made the final cut, but some kind of deepfake AI is going to fool the media, all the media, maybe not just like legacy press or whatever, but it's going to fool us all into thinking that something is real and it's going to come out that it was not
like
real.
Like Biden falling upstairs?
Yeah, maybe
that was a cheap fake, not a deep fake.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember that. Yeah, remember that term of art? Yeah.
That's a term of art.
I have Walls or Omar criminally charged.
Mm-hmm. And that was common amongst some of the other submissions we got from the Discord members as well.
Yes, mine is not submitted, but it is on
mine.
Well, he's cheating because he's listening to us talk right now.
Now he's just going to be like, oh, that's a good one.
I'm on world events. I have two left, and I'm also distracted at the moment.
I have EPA finalizes major deregulations. I think that'll be a yes or no. It's like, was there a big EPA push that ends up happening this year?
Mm-hmm.
Record deportations, I just brought that over from last year because it didn't end up happening, but there was a lot of legal stuff, so it could end up happening this time.
Yep.
And if it does, is it record?
Has to beat Obama.
Yeah, be the record. This will be the top year. That is the yes or no on it.
Mm-hmm. I would give that one maybe a slightly less high chance of happening simply because of the amount of resistance that ICE is getting in all the blue cities. And I mean, that's where the deportations would happen from, you would think, right? So I don't know. That one could be a toss-up.
Well, you can't do it from the farms. Donald Trump already said we can't do that.
Or the hotels.
Or the hotels. So that can happen there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So got some headwinds on that one.
And then for my final on the domestic issues, I have that there's going to be some sort of new superstar that emerges as a 2028 contender. Mm. So like we have kind of the main ones right now are JD and Gavin on both parties.
Sure.
And then Marco's kind of like another guy in there. It'll be this guy comes out of nowhere and everybody's like, I really like that guy. I want him to run for president. There's going to be that moment where we're like,
it's going
to
be Jacob Fry.
I think it's
gonna ICE. Get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
It's gonna be Jasmine Crockett, obviously.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Sassy.
Yeah.
I'm fixing to run this shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and even like
I mean, I'm finna run this shit.
Yeah. even like that other governor, that the lady governor whose name is escaping me right now, who was a potential contender after Biden dropped out. Like, if she jumped in, I'm not gonna count that. Like, it has to be like there's a new superstar that emerges.
Yeah, sure. BB's probably
for the sake of the spirit of the bingo card.
Fair. Yeah. Fair. I appreciate your spirit.
Okay. For the world events, foreign policy type of stuff. This is kind of, I put Russia Ukraine war ends.
Yeah. That one was common across, I think, almost every single bingo card submission that we got, not in this slot exactly, but I know Jesse had that. Emily had that. Mm-hmm. Hannah had that. I had that. Did you, David?
I did, but it was different. I specifically said not a peace treaty. It'll be an armistice.
Yeah.
Right.
So I made mine hard.
I specifically said peace deal, so I've got the other side of that.
There we go.
So,
I think if there was a peace deal or an armistice, I would just combine those all together. That's how I would do it. But
because you're playing to win. I know.
Well, he's got to defend his title.
That's even helping you. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like that's just like the easy world events one.
He wants another Hello Kitty clock, okay?
Okay.
I got to get it. I have Khamenei's out in Iran. Mm,
interesting.
I have, and that could be for a variety of reasons. Like, I'm not specifying why.
I noticed that Liam had also said regime change in Iran as well. Yeah.
Yeah. He also has Cuba in there. I'm just seeing that on the list too. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, I actually had that and then I just skipped it out.
You think Lindsey Graham is going to get his way? His giddy little way?
Maybe his little gay boy.
Yeah.
Then I have a major development of Greenland and like a power shift. I'm leaving it a little loose on that one, but I think by the end of the year, we'll be able to say, yes, there's like some major development that happens there. Like, it could be a purchase of it. It could be independence from Denmark. Like, it'll be something where it's like, it was one way. It's a different way now. Yeah.
I specifically put US makes a deal to purchase Greenland.
Mm, yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is very much being hinted at right now.
It is.
I have that we're going to have in international treaties are going to start to get tailored to having connections to the AI tech stacks. Like, you have to be on our tech stack when it comes to our like trade negotiations and stuff like that. We're going to start to see that being a theme that starts to emerge.
Okay, elaborate on that. How does that come into practice?
I think the exact specifics of that, I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's going to be something like, you know, if you're in this trade union, you are using our AI technology for your stuff, kind of that type of thing.
I see.
Versus, say, like China's technology.
Sure, sure.
That's going to be the thing that is a major part of geopolitical negotiations going forward.
Do you mean like preventing NATO members from using DeepSeek? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that type of, or not necessarily, it's like, if you're having government contracts with these, like, these are the companies you have to do. These are going to be our national, like, our national champions, these types of things, because everything is going to be, it's like, these are American-made models. And if you're going to be in the America sphere, you got to be associated with these models, yeah, kind of a thing. Hmm. I think we're going to start to see that stuff, I mean, I think that, emerge thematically.
I think that that really tracks. I'm not sure how easy it'll be to tell if that happens, mm-hmm, but I think you're thematically correct. I mean, it's a national security issue at the end of the day, right? Like, if another nation who's not in your treaty or trade bloc controls the models that you're using to, mm-hmm, to run components of the government, like, you know, the IRS or whatever starts using it, like, that's not going to be a Chinese-made model.
Well, especially after we've seen some hacking of AI systems, yeah, that have already taken place, where people have been able to convince the AI through very creative interfacing on their Q&A section of their, mm-hmm, website to give them intel about the company.
Right.
So
right,
that, yeah, could happen.
Yeah. I could even see that being on the crypto front too, depending on where, mm, crypto ends up going. I could see it being a similar type of idea there, mm, like chains and things like that. I don't, yeah, know. I don't know if we're there yet, but I don't know. We could see that, yeah, down the road. That could be a timing thing. I have expansion of Abraham Accords. I have increased tariffs on Mexico. This is partly, I don't think we're going to see a Venezuela-like situation in Mexico, but I think there's going to be trade pressures to have a Venezuela-type situation, like try to get the same type of outcomes, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially because Sheinbaum really is like, we do not want to work with you to deal with cartels, you know?
Right,
there's that
right,
type of stuff that's going on there.
Well, and there's already been a lot of unrest that could be sort of exploited with additional, yeah, economic pressure, you know, creates pressure on the public to sort of get that popular uprising happening. Yeah. Color revolution style.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw like 25% tariff increase in Mexico or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then my final world events prediction is China takes aggressive action in Taiwan.
What do we mean by that? Political action, military action? Like, what do you mean?
I'm thinking like military action. Like, I'm saying aggressive.
Yeah.
I'm putting military in there for you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean by aggressive.
Yeah. Like, that's, yeah. I had that in contention as well. Just that China takes aggressive action somewhere. I feel like the Venezuela move that the U.S. just made flies right in the face of Russia and China due to their proximity and interest in Venezuela, and they're going to do something to retaliate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that on like the risk board, mm-hmm, element, and maybe even just being like, especially with our chips moving out, Taiwan may start to become less of a priority as things are starting to shift around. We, yeah, see. We'll see. Culture. I have AI-assisted album hits number one, and it's going to be a big controversy.
Oh, for sure.
Just massive controversy. Like that, yeah. That's actually kind of a theme with a lot of my culture stuff, is AI-assisted thing happens, everybody freaks out about it.
Yes.
There's going to be some sort of insider trading scandal when it comes to prediction markets. I think we all know it happens, but there's going to be kind of like the NBA scandal yeah, type of thing. It's going to be that.
Are you thinking like indictments are made, or are you just thinking like media coverage of a scandal?
I'm not going to say indictments being made. I think it's going to be more so like, this is a major news item that really just fills and everybody's freaking out. It's like Polymarket and Kalshi and all this stuff. There needs to be investigations, and it just becomes this whole hubbub uproar thing, mm-hmm, kind of idea. I have LeBron James retiring, which I actually don't think is going to happen, but I put it in there. Mm. It's his birthday today. I looked that up while I was putting this in. He's 41.
Is that right?
Don't care.
I'm just saying, it was for my thing. I think that he probably should retire, but he won't. Mm. He's still playing well. Mm. There is GTA 6 delayed to 2027.
Boo. why would you manifest that?
Liam also predicts, yes, that GTA 6 does not release on time. So
it already
thank
was
you
delayed.
To Liam McCollum, our partner in crime here at the Human Reaction Studios. We just want to give you a shout out, Liam. Thanks for submitting.
It already was delayed to November, so that one doesn't count, Liam. But
delayed again, then, I guess, would be
another delay.
Yeah.
I'm returning on this one from my old bingo card, is AI agents go mainstream. And what I specifically mean by that, to expand on that, is there'll be some sort of major application that millions and millions of people start using that is in regards to AI agents. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by mainstream. It's not just like tech nerds doing it like me. It'll be kind of normies start really using AI agents in the same way that they have started using Grok and ChatGPT and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. AI usage in a game sparks a Hogwarts Legacy level boycott.
Wow, that's a good measurement mark. Hogwarts Legacy.
Okay, so for the non-nerds,
I figured out
what is Hogwarts Legacy and why is this a
thing? So several years ago, 2 years ago maybe, the woke movement came for a game called Hogwarts Legacy because of J.K. Rowling, right? And J.K. Rowling had nothing to do with the game, but it sparked this massive boycott. And I believe Hogwarts Legacy is like in the top 50 games sold of all time.
Yeah.
So it didn't really work. Yeah. But it was such a media uproar. There was just like a huge thing, massive boycotts, and everybody was like, I'm going to play it.
Yeah. It helps. It's a fantastic game.
Yeah.
It was very good. Playing. I've also played it.
Yeah. I have not played it, but I bought it for $1 on the Steam sale.
Nice. So,
yes. So maybe eventually I will play it. There's going to be a large subscriber revolt of some major streaming service. You know, Netflix or Paramount or I don't know, whoever it might winds up being.
You thinking that's going to precipitate over like woke content or some sort of...
I don't know, it's a content issue? It could end up being like a Bud Light scenario type of situation, but I think there'll be... It also could be prices, because subscriber prices, they keep adding all these new like tiers and things like that, and I think people are maybe getting sick of that type of stuff.
For sure.
So who knows?
Adding commercials.
Yeah, and commercials.
Amazon
and stuff like that,
Prime,
yeah.
Looking at you.
All of the services are doing that now.
Well, like Red Zone for the NFL added ads, which is famously just has never had commercials because you're already paying for it.
Well, unless it'll be like YouTube Premium now has like two different tiers too, where it's like YouTube Premium Lite and then YouTube Premium. And you're just like, ugh.
That's so stupid.
Bitcoin hits 200,000 returning from last year.
Not a manifestation. Pretty cool though.
It's putting it in there. I did see Hannah in here had Bitcoin hits 100,000. So, or somebody had that. So we'll see.
I just see Joe shaves his beard, but
yeah,
we'll see. Thanks, Eric. If you're in contention, Eric, I might have to just not do that. In fact, I might just have to not do that anyway, just to make sure.
Oh, sorry. That was the beginning of my wildcard predictions, is Bitcoin hitting 200,000. So we have three wildcard predictions that we can just put for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first one. And then my second one is SpaceX IPOs at $1 trillion plus.
Okay.
Because it's allegedly supposed to be IPOing this year. So we'll see. But I'm putting out, it's going to be like the biggest one of all time kind of stuff. This is a very niche issue that I've been looking at lately. It's U.S. geopolitical clash over deep sea mining. There's an executive order that Trump put in regards to deep sea mining, and there's like 60 different countries all contending over deep sea mining. There's a lot of these areas that I think people just don't know about, like deep, like 600 or like what is a 6,000? No, what's the depth of the ocean? I'm like losing it now.
I don't know.
Whatever is like at the deepest parts of the ocean in the Pacific, there's this large zone where so much pressure has condensed and collected all these metals together. And I think that there's going to be large contention over that zone. And a lot of people are trying to make trade treaties and stuff over that right now. And Trump's just like unilaterally, we're going in. So I think that there's going to be a bunch of stuff that happens there.
Jeez. I mean, that makes sense to me, because the appreciation that we've seen in strategic metals, the battle over silver supply, you know, being locked down coming out of China, like there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, even China's restriction on rare earth minerals leaving their country last year, sort of a continuation of that. So it seems like there's a lot more people sweeping, you know, their chips closer to the table and not being as willing to trade and make those things widely available. So of course I think that makes sense. There could be contention over international waters.
It's kind of cool. Like in the, this is just like a very nerdy thing. The ocean pressure has brought in all these like these little balls like this big on the ocean floor that are just scattered everywhere. And they're just an assortment of all these different rare earth minerals and things
wild.
Like that. Yeah. It's just ocean pressure. Just
so we're
going to
have
broke it all down.
Drones go down there and pick up balls from the floor of the
that
ocean
type of stuff
to bring them up to mine.
Yeah. It's like stuff like
that's
that
weird
that's
going
to be crazy. I think that this is going to be, it's one of those things where it's like really behind radar, but like, it'll start to pop up and we'll start to see it.
Because when you collect all seven balls, you get a wish.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then a dragon comes in.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, got it. Okay.
And then you fuse.
Dragon Ball Z reference. Yeah.
Wow, I love the Dragon Ball Z reference. That's one nerdy thing I actually get.
Yeah,
you know, I was a kid.
You did it
when that came out. Yeah, Trump grew up. That's the thing.
Then Trump and Vance get on a press conference. They do a little dance and they fuse together.
Yeah. Oh my God, Trump goes Super Saiyan.
All right,
not the blue hair one.
Power 9000. You've never seen anything like it.
He just gets more blonde and more orange. Right? Yeah. But not the blue thing. The blue hair thing. That's the lefty version of it.
Frieza does not stand a chance. little wimp Frieza. That's what we're calling him. Okay.
All right. What's your manifestation, Kyle?
My manifestation is that the new right coalition manages to stand united. I don't actually believe that's going to happen. But that is my. I hope it happens. I hope that coalition stays together.
Already fell apart, brother.
It reunites.
Yes. Let's go ahead and just change.
So many different factions.
Well, reunited.
Yeah.
A major war will do that. So
good list there, Kyle. I like it. It's very thoughtful. I enjoyed that. David, you're up next.
All right. First, domestic issues. Candace Owens returns to the top podcast in the United States. My girl has gone down a little bit, but I think she's going to go back to the top. She's going to reclimb that mountain.
I do want to highlight somebody in here, and I've lost track in the document, but somebody did put out that Brigitte Macron is identified as a man.
Yes.
So probably is from that.
Yes. Yeah, when that happens, she goes back to the top.
I believe that was Jesse who predicted that. And man, that's a good one. I wish I'd put that.
Somebody also put the French government collapses. So I think these are all tied together.
This is all going to have one thing and knock out a bunch.
We all end up seeing Brigitte's dick, Candace Owens rises to the top, France government abolished and collapsed. It's all the same thing.
Actually, I had a major conflict breaks out between countries in Western Europe. So that could probably, you know, maybe they all start warring over the scraps of what's left of France after it collapses. This could be a crazy year, you guys. I hope we are all wrong about most of this.
Sounds,
by the way,
chaotic.
This is a great book idea.
Yeah. All right, next.
It all started when we saw the dick. Okay, so prediction number two for domestic issues. So Supreme Court narrows agency discretion again. So we had the Chevron doctrine reformed. So it was a huge difference in regulatory powers and regulatory decision making. And SCOTUS issues at least one additional decision further limiting discretive administrative rulemaking. Next one, at least one new Epstein-related indictment. I think it's going to be Wexner. That's my hope. Or something in there. I think that's very possible, especially if the financial part of it is released. That hasn't been released, and they are out of compliance. The administration, particularly Pam Bondi, has not, you know, fulfilled the law as it currently sits. Could be looking at impeachment. That would be interesting. But even if she's impeached, would they still fulfill the law? That will be all very
That's also somebody that the public mob really identifies in the story, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like more obscure. It's like everybody kind of knows the Wexner connection. So,
well, I guess I made it easy because I just said anyone gets indicted. But yeah. Federal Reserve drops interest rates again. But we had a bunch of that where like Federal Reserve drops interest rates.
Yeah,
but I really suspect we're going to suspect it's for the politics of the moment, right?
Right.
Because you need to juice that economy.
Right. Trump is certainly going to replace Jerome Powell and others.
He's termed out.
Well, right. Yeah. And I mean, he's going to replace him with someone who is friendly to his economic policy, which is rates down and economy up. And also, I mean, Eric had this Fed cuts rates twice. Nick, I know, also had Fed rate back to 5%. So definitely a lot of Fed activity in our predictions here.
So the next one I have is, I think Substack is kind of taking over the opinion scene for long form opinion. Like, it's becoming more important than like the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, places like that. So I think Substack actually becomes a centerpiece of long form opinion making. To measure that, I'm going to say five new Substack creators pass 500,000 subscribers. And there's that list of 500 plus on Substack, relatively small. There's lots of people with subscribers in that 200,000 range to 300,000, but no one's really, not a lot have reached that 500,000 range.
Who are the top people that are above that 500,000 range now?
They're ones that you haven't heard of before. There's like this one guy's newsletter, and he just puts out a newsletter. It's just a bunch of that. Even the ones I subscribe to aren't that big yet.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to get bigger.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, I've kind of been resistant to Substack, you know, just like subscribing for free for some of these guys is a little bit limited, and you have to pay to get like the bulk of their content.
Yeah.
But around, you know, all the activity in the precious metals arena, which I'm very interested in, all of that recently, I was looking for takes, you know, educated takes on it, and the mainstream press was just like not there. Mm-hmm. You know, they were saying, "Oh, it's a bubble, blah blah blah." I'm like, that, I don't think that that's right, and I want more like in-depth analysis. And mm-hmm. I went to Substack and I found 6 or 8 different creators mm-hmm. who were publishing on it, and I followed most of them, and I'm paying for a couple, so I could see that starting to really turn.
There you go. So another one is housing supply growth remains structurally insufficient. So I mean, the U.S. housing starts average is less than 1.6 million for the year. So what that means is we're going to continue to see a housing crunch on the supply side.
Hmm.
Right. I've been looking at that data a lot lately. So that's why I made that prediction. I predict a BLM style media cycle in 2026, meaning a likely like summer of love sort of thing. Multi-city protests, race relations, or deportations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of bringing that back from last one as well.
Yeah,
because it does make sense in hindsight now. It's like, well, why would you spend that much money if you're one of those groups doing that right then? Do it right before the midterms.
Yeah.
So
I think we're already kind of seeing the beginnings of that with a lot of the ICE stuff
too. Yeah,
for sure.
Like
for
the thing that just happened yesterday too. Mm-hmm. The shoot lady car. Was she tried to run over the officer, all that stuff, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I predict civil war starts in Venezuela, at least 1 month of entrenched violence, thinking like cartel violence or, you know, breakaway military cartel, something like that. Ukraine war slows to an armistice. I predict no peace deal, just like an armistice. So it like grinds to a halt due to other priorities and things like that for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Spheres of influence become the dominant foreign policy lens. No, my thing is if we can find one major publication that advocates for the new approach or the right approach, meaning like Foreign Policy Magazine or one of those kind of like major publications that talk about foreign policy, Wall Street Journal even says like this is the new way of thinking about foreign policy is spheres of influence. It's going to be China, Taiwan, America, Venezuela, Russia, Ukraine. All these things are coalescing into like a different approach and thinking about, okay, spheres of influence used to be like the old way that no one ever thinks about anymore. And now we have internationalism. Well, I think that's going to be flipping on its head this year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think that is, I feel like it's already happened. Like, I feel like that's just kind of where we're at now.
Right? I think it's like latent, but it isn't conscious yet. It's just coming to consciousness now with this Venezuela stuff. And then we're going to see like the major leagues commentators and thinkers about this start to move that direction.
I was actually just to pile on that more. I was just listening to a speech from Viktor Orban today, and he basically said exactly that in his speech today. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm. So China GDP growth misses the official targets. China's growth is less than 1% below the stated target.
You have written greater than 1% below the stated target?
Oh, whoops. I flipped that around. Less than.
You meant it to be less than. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah. Whoops.
No problem.
I know symbols. There you go.
And, you know, the alligator eats the bigger number.
Arr. Okay. All right. So I'm a little more pessimistic than Kyle on our allies. At least one U.S. ally openly defies Washington. A treaty ally rejects the U.S. request for sanctions, defense posture, technology control. I think I kind of see breakaways happening in that space.
Wait, why is that against what I said? I could totally see that happening.
Oh, I was only doing that for the... fair enough. Media layoffs continue. I kind of see that continue, maybe accelerating. Two major media organizations announced layoffs or shutdowns in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Argentina posts its first calendar year of primary fiscal surplus in over a decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Noting on that, I saw today as well, Milei is at 60% approval rating. Oh, so he's at like his highest approval rating right now.
That's fantastic. So. And really, I put that one in because I was like, mine are so bleak. I need one that's like a good thing.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be another media. This might be a little harder to measure, but I think we're going to have another freak out, like major freak out on questioning the World War II consensus.
This is the beginnings of your cultural predictions too.
For culture prediction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I can see it.
Oh yeah, totally. Like just in the podcast circuit, Tucker Carlson will say something with a guest. It'll happen.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And Twitter will just freak out for 2 weeks.
And mostly that turns on the axes of a mental model that I have that what we see is with the die-off of that generation that there's going to be more and more questioning of the axes of our international norms.
Mm-hmm.
And why it's domestic is it usually has to do with the way we see ourselves as a country. All right, so and culture prediction 2 is the Gallup polls trust in media measurement drips below 20%, which would be historically low. But I think it continues.
What is it right now? Do we know?
It's like 28%. Okay. Yeah. And let's see here. AI authenticity is required by X, Meta, and TikTok. So right now, you don't really have to put in that you've it's AI created content. Now it's going to be like, if it's detected, you either put it in or it gets taken down.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that on YouTube, for mm-hmm. instance. Like, it'll say this used AI generated stuff, and you're supposed to click it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So holding people accountable for trying to pass off AI generated content as not AI generated.
Right. Interesting. Right. I think it's going to be more enforced.
Yeah.
At least one AAA game studio shuts down despite the a release game. A studio, and I'm saying major, by 200 employees, closes in within 12 months of shipping a major title, and underperformance.
So Ubisoft.
Yeah, maybe Ubisoft, maybe something else.
Maybe it's their year.
Hard to know. I think PC gaming overtakes consoles in time spent. There's some interesting industry reports I was looking at that, yeah, where it's been competitive, but it hasn't overcame it for a long time. Now, consoles are typically played more so by normies, PCs by the uber nerds, but I think more people are going to move towards PC just because consoles are such a freaking scam nowadays.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to pay for online, you got to pay to voice chat, you got to pay all this monthly crap.
Exclusives and things like that, too. Just yeah. People are like, oh, now I got to play this one game, I have to buy a PlayStation. Yeah. When I'm an Xbox player, blah, 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 it's all that.
I also feel like there's not enough storage on a console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for
yeah.
the size of the games now, that's a big gripe I have.
Mm-hmm. That's when I stopped playing console, was when the Xbox One came out. And it was like three games, and I was like, I'm filled? What? Yeah, it was crazy.
I have a 4 terabyte drive that is almost full.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
Well, I say that, and I have a 64 terabyte RAID that is about 3/4 full, but that's all video content. Yeah,
video content. Like, I have maybe 30 games.
Yeah, and part of my prediction here is the new Steam console box that it's going to be coming out. And I think what that's going to bring to the table is going to be a major devastating blow to them. And I'm kind of counting that.
Although, I know, isn't the price point like wicked high? I saw a lot of complaints about it.
They haven't released one.
I think it was like $800 or something.
Kyle
is the price
just dropped
point.
A wicked.
Wicked high.
Wicked.
It's wicked high.
Hey, we're talking about console gaming. I went back to like being in middle school. It's wicked high.
Gnarly, bro. Skater Kyle.
Yeah. I'm going to go play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Yeah, dude.
Tony Hawk's Underground. That's
a great game.
But yeah, I haven't seen an actual price point for that yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was a speculative thing. I thought I saw $800.
The specs are not such that I would suggest that, but I don't know. GTA 6, I don't predict it's going to be delayed. I think it's going to actually come out on time. GTA 6 sells 20 million units worldwide by the end of December.
So within a less than 2 month period, yeah. Basically. It'll be
that would be an enormous release. Yeah. That would be huge.
I could see it though.
I mean, yeah. It's got the holidays too around yeah. there, so mm-hmm. that's going to help it. But I think that's doable.
That is the thing actually there, Bennett. And it's one of the things that makes me think it's not going to be delayed. If they had to delay to January, it would be...
That would suck.
Yeah. They're going to do whatever they have to do. And those like, if it's not ready, we'll patch the rest in later. Yes. Like they'll have to do that.
Yep. All right, so I have this theory that protest music gets big every year Republicans need an election.
Okay.
And it seems to track well with my recollection of the past. So I say at least one protest song dominates the charts at some point in the year by the end of the year, reaching top three, I would guess.
And you think it'll... Are you leaving it open for like any side, or are you saying
almost always against conservatives?
Right? When I look at it,
country music hits something, but it's not. Yeah, it never gets that big.
I could see something like on the right. It's just the figures like Tom McDonald and stuff like that have become so big, they hit kind of Spotify.
Do you consider something like Richmond, North of Richmond, a protest song?
I'd say so. Yeah,
kind of.
I would.
Yeah, but I didn't mm-hmm. I didn't make it party specific.
Yeah.
All right, U.S. DOJ formally dismisses or declines to proceed with tax related charges against Roger Ver.
Mm-hmm.
This is your wild card too.
Yeah, that's my wild card. Yeah, court throws it out on procedural or jurisdictional grounds. I think that'd be really great, big for crypto.
Yeah, it would be.
A sitting U.S. senator or House rep announces retirement, citing institutional dysfunction.
Wait, going back to the Roger Ver one.
Yeah,
was he what happened with him? I'm forgetting. Was he pardoned? I don't think he was.
He was not pardoned.
He was commuted or something?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think the charges have not been dropped. None of that stuff is unless
there was
I totally
some
missed something.
There was some major positive thing that happened, and I don't remember what it was now.
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe I screwed that one up
because people like CZ got pardoned, and so I can't remember. Mm. But
so House or Senate member leaves another one. Another one that I have is, and this is more of a hope, Google, Bing, or another major search engine downgrades or deprioritizes Wikipedia as the default knowledge source.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's very optimistic.
Maybe it moves to Grokopedia or something like that, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I had actually put that Google Gemini was going to be the top AI model next year. That was something I originally had, but I gutted it. So, but it's kind of in the same vein there.
Yep.
And my manifestation, and this is very personal to me, 10 states pass housing reform legislation granting more property rights to their citizens through preemption.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very positive thinking.
We manifesting up in
we
here.
We manifesting.
Yeah, manifesting. All right, Joe.
Joe.
You're up.
Domestic issues first.
Domestic issues first. Same as Kyle. Dems pick up a majority in the House in the midterms.
Lame.
Sorry, David. I predict, secondly, that silver hits $100 an ounce spot price and gold hits $5,000 an ounce. Mm. I think the precious metals bull market we saw last year will continue. Due to a variety of pressures, I mean, for gold, it's predominantly monetary pressure. I think rates are going to come down, inflation is going to go up, and gold is going to go right along with it. Silver, same case, but also with all the industrial pressure. I mean, the moves that we've seen being made by China to restrict exports, there seems to be a strategic scramble for silver. Meanwhile, there's a lot of Western banks and European banks that are short silver by a lot. And I don't think that they can deal for very long with the price where it's at, which is hovering in the 70s right now.
Interesting.
Got as high as 80. Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, crazy.
Mm-hmm. I tell you guys, do we have time for a story?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So my son has a silver story. Yeah. So this summer he was mowing lawns in the neighborhood. 11-year-old kid went around, got some retired people in the neighborhood. He went up, "Can I mow your lawn?" Mowed a couple lawns, got paid cash. He was all excited. Mowed this one lady's lawn. And she offered him a 1921 silver dollar or $20 cash. And my son, he took the silver dollar.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Attaboy.
So he takes the silver dollar, comes home. So he gets silver somewhat every now and then for presents, stuff like that. My family, kind of a tradition.
Yeah.
And
same.
Actually. He's like, "Dad, I kind of want to sell this one. I just want to know what it's like to sell it." And we were like, "Yeah, we'll do it." And we kept on talking about doing it. And then when I saw silver hit $75, I was like, you want to go check it out?" Now, it's not the one that's super rare pneumatically. It's just really valuable for the silver content, which is relatively high compared to other silver dollars at later periods. But we went down there and he got $50 for it.
Wow.
And he was so jazzed. And it was so cool because we went into the place and the guy explains, "Oh, so back then you could change in dollars." He had like a demonstrative, like old school dollar and this for silver, and he explains it all to him. Riker already knew all that stuff. He just went, "Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's neat, old man."
Yeah. And then it got him money. He was just like, "Ah, yeah."
That's cool.
Yeah. $50 really cool. For mowing a lawn.
Boy, that is not bad.
He didn't hodl?
I mean, he might be wishing he had hodled by the end of the year, just saying. Because I think $100 is very reasonable for where silver could go.
Yeah. I imagine we'll get a crash at some point, but it's just like, it's a matter of where that top is. And your bets seem very, I think, likely to me.
Totally. I'm just realizing here, and I don't know if something got overwritten or deleted. Maybe somebody pressed back or like undo, because one of my next prediction is not here.
Oh.
You're skimping out. You're trying to get an extra free space.
No.
Wasn't me.
We'll just move through it regardless.
Okay.
We can add it in after.
I guess so. Let me find my spot again.
We're on a domestic issue 4 for you.
Domestic issue 4. Okay. A tech or internet outage causes a major disruption. Last year, we saw the Cloudflare outage, which messed up all the airports and like really snarled things. I mean, huge companies were offline for hours for a day, and it caused a lot of problems. I think that will continue to happen.
It's happened a couple times now.
It has, I think. And I kind of, this is sort of a carryover from last year where I said there'd be a major cyber attack blamed on China.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of modifying that one a little bit. I think we'll see something like that.
You also have tariffs ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. You skipped that
one. Oh, did I skip it?
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah. I think they're probably going to do it.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And that's coming right up. I mean, that's supposed to be this week, I think. Mm-hmm. They're ruling on that.
And that's on the emergency authority, right?
Yeah.
If I remember right. Yeah.
So it's on the AIPA side.
AIPA.
I think we're going to see a digital ID bill introduced in Congress. And I had or amendment to a bill, you know, try to be tacked on, because I think we're heading that direction.
Congress doesn't pass bills, Joe. just tag it on to omnibuses.
Yeah, for sure. But I think it'll be like, in some way, we'll see digital ID come forward at the federal level. I think that there will be tremendous pushback to it, and it'll ultimately be stripped off of whatever it's introduced with. But I think we'll see moves to try to make that happen.
What form do you think that takes? Like, what, you're just going to kind of have this?
I mean, it'll probably be like under the guise of convenience, right? It's like, well, we already have Real ID. So, well, now you can just have your Real ID on your phone because, you know, you got Face ID, or you got all the different ways you can, you know, kind of prove your identity. The thumbprint, you know, to open your iPhone has been a thing for a long time. I think this is just the next logical step towards that.
Yeah.
And I think we have to see it. Like, they have to see it enacted in order to get the level of control that they want, especially if we see a digital dollar move as well.
Who's they, Joe?
The fucking reptilians, bro.
The Dracos got
the lizards.
That's right. I think we're going to see a major infrastructure failure event.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's an interesting one.
Our crumbling infrastructure.
Again, we have not seen, you know, a lot of investment in that, and I think we're going to see something go down. Maybe it's tied to a weather event or something like that, or, you know, like the bridge collapse in Baltimore with the ship running into it. Like,
I remember that. Oh, yeah. Holy cow.
We're going to have something
happen.
We did
a whole episode on that.
I forgot about
situation. Have they finished that thing yet? Is it open?
We didn't do a follow-up episode.
We don't care about you, Baltimore. I'm sorry.
Where's our Baltimoretonians? Baltimoreans?
Sound off in the Discord and tell us why we should care about that. I know we should, but... Okay, moving on to world events. I think BRICS will adopt a commodity-backed settlement system.
Whoa!
I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to really put the screws to dollar dominance. I don't know exactly if it's going to be a currency yet. I think that's like a bit of a bigger play, but they certainly will, I think, institutionalize some way for them to settle payments between each other without ever transacting in dollars.
Do you think it'd be on China's rails? Because they have their own Swift competitor system.
It may be, for sure.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. Belt and Road would get a big win on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that plays right into what we're seeing with the strategic metal stuff all happening as well. I think one right-wing populist candidate will score a major win in Western European elections.
That's a pretty reasonable one.
I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
I hope that one will, but we'll see.
Are you saying for like a head of state type
of
role?
Precisely. Yeah. And I suppose, you know, maybe we could see that with a party like AFD or something like that. But I think a head of state will get a big win in an election.
Somebody like what's her name in France. That's
right.
Marie Le Pen.
Yeah.
Le Pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Russia-Ukraine war ends with a peace deal. We've already kind of covered that one. I think Bibi leaves as PM. In Israel,
I had that one.
Oh.
Do you think it
leaves in disgrace, or just...
I say he gets voted out.
Oof.
Is that election this year?
Yeah,
it is.
It's in October.
Or is it 2020? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's out. Mm. I think he's had a long run. I think it's, you know, he's mired in so much controversy. He's not going to have the support that he needs.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I think it's going to go the way of Winston Churchill, where he'll be lionized, but at the end of the day, he just can't.
Right, he can't maintain power.
That's what I've been saying for forever, right?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think Israel also attacks Iran again. I mean, we've seen, speaking of prediction market scandal and insider trading stuff, you know, there's this account that they've supposedly found, they think is an Israeli insider, because they've only made bets on four things, and they've all been like Israeli military related, and they've hit on all the bets.
Whoa.
So, and they just placed a bet on Israel attacking Iran before the end of January. So
this is a prediction market.
This
account?
I believe it's Polymarket. Yeah.
Oh wow. Oof. Probably.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yep. I think we make a deal to acquire Greenland. I put acquire because I don't exactly know what form it'll take. Similar to you, but I think it'll happen.
I'd lump that with mine, where it's like if there's a major development where you're like, okay, things are moving, I'd give it to you.
I appreciate that. In the spirit of the game.
Yes, exactly. It's about the spirit of the game, guys.
I think at least one country leaves the EU. I think that pressure is already there.
I think the what would it be? Spain exit or something? Like
Spexit.
I guess Italy.
Italy is a good. Italy is a fair guess. I mean, Spain is obviously a terrible guess, but
yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I could definitely see something else happening there, especially as
Hungrexit.
I don't know about that one.
I think the EU is gonna. We're gonna be seeing the cracks really form this year.
I think so.
I wanted to put some sort of prediction with that, and I didn't know how to like word a prediction that would suggest that.
That was the best I could come up with.
Yeah, it's good.
It seems very general. Extreme, but
general.
Crazy if it happens.
Yeah. All right, so that's the end of the world events. On to culture. I think Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced a divorce.
I don't even know who those people are.
I'm kidding. We won a war, so we didn't have to care. I was trying to channel Emily with this one. I was like,
there you go.
How can I get into some like gossipy drama? No disrespect, Emily. I was trying to put on my culture hat for you on that one.
I know. I saw somebody in here. I think it was Nick. He had JD Vance and Usha get divorced.
Yes. Yes. I, as a Seahawks fan, for now, assuming they don't adopt any sort of super LGBTQ plus jerseys before the Super Bowl, hope that the Seahawks win.
They do embrace a LGBTQ plus jersey,
I reserve the right to change this prediction.
Are you no longer a Seahawks fan? And then you got to change it.
It's still just your prediction.
Even like, if I weren't a fan, I think they will still win it. Yes. They were faced with just no respect or support at the beginning of the season, and they have proven all of the commentators wrong over the season. Sam Darnold, Ginger Cuz, out there just throwing bombs. Defense is airtight.
Nice.
It looks really good.
It's so funny that the Jets drafted him and they didn't. They're awful.
And the Vikings too. Vikings had him. He kind of shit the bed for the Vikings. I know all my Vikings fans will agree with that.
All right, mine is submitted.
Yeah, I was just going to say, somebody just entered the chat here.
Hold the presses. We've got Bennett jumping in. Okay. Apple releases a flip phone.
That's interesting. That's probably one of the most interesting ones people have said, because I totally could see that happening.
Yeah, I was trying to dive into the tech space a little bit more. Kyle seems to just dominate like the tech, AI, crypto world, and I was like, I needed to get in there a little bit. I've seen all these cool, like the folding flat screen phones.
Yeah.
And I've wondered kind of where Apple is on a lot of that stuff.
Oh, it could still be like a smart flip phone.
It could be a smart
thing.
It could be a smartphone.
Yeah, gotcha. But a flip one. Galaxy Fold.
Yes.
In my head when you said that, I was thinking like old
like a dumb phone.
Yeah, yeah. Like
no. There is kind of love to
there
see
is
that,
kind
though.
Of that element, you see that with people where they're just kind of like, I just want to go back to the day of flip phones.
You know,
like there is that.
And
Apple could be hipster enough to just go straight up back to like an OG flip phone. Like we were the first ones to invent the smartphone, so we're going to take you back. Like
Apple stocks plummet.
Tim Cook out of CEO.
Yeah, next prediction. Tim Cook leaves.
Apple adopts flip phone. Next prediction, Tim Cook leaves.
Next I have Tesla achieves unsupervised autonomous driving approval.
Cool. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I just think with full self-driving getting as good as it is and having the support that it has, it seems like autonomous driving is going to make inroads, and Tesla's the tip of the spear. So
what do you mean by approval in this case?
Well, I mean like with the NTS or the NTHSA, whatever, the National Highway, like whoever it is that regulatorily has to grant them the stamp to say you can now drive autonomously the road.
I didn't realize that was something they were lacking.
I believe that they need that. Yeah.
Interesting.
I know I was just like scanning through other people's predictions on X and stuff like that. And a lot were coming up in the tech space. And there was a lot of predictions that were like Elon Musk successfully launches robo-taxis in 25 cities, like that type of stuff that was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, like, Waymo's already doing it, so I figure, like, Tesla will follow suit on that. I have the USA winning the 2026 Ryder Cup. I got to throw some golf in there. We got our butts handed to us a little bit by Europe in 2025.
Can't let that stand.
And we cannot let that stand.
No.
And so I think this is a part of, the cracks showing in the EU. is we have to go over the pond, and the USA has to just grind them into dust on the golf course, and it will have far-reaching geopolitical consequences.
I am down for that. I like that. That's a good one.
Taylor Swift announces her retirement. I mean, look, she's getting married, right? Travis Kelce announced his retirement.
Got a lot of predictions she's going to get divorced or like break up.
Yeah, so this one was actually really...
Wait. Did Kelce announce his retirement?
Didn't he?
I don't think so.
Dude, it was like she's going to die this year.
It was no. Okay, yeah, hold on. We got too many things happening at once. Sorry. On the Travis Kelce note, didn't he announce his retirement and they were all making this big deal about him playing his last game?
His last home game. It's not confirmed. Like he's obviously getting older, so like it's up in the air.
Right.
But there's no confirmation that he is retiring.
Hmm. I would say, I think with them getting married and all that stuff, he's going to bail, she's going to bail, they're going to live maybe happily ever after. Maybe they get divorced and she writes another album someday. Legacy tour, you know.
I want to note two of Emily's predictions here.
Okay.
Travis and Taylor break up, and then her next one is Taylor Swift writes an entire album about the breakup.
Clever girl. Well done.
Yes. That's an all or nothing right there.
What a good marketing move that
wouldn't it be though? Yeah. We had a lot of Taylor Swift. So I just want to note here, but we'll come back to this, but Nick for his culture section just did various celebrities dying.
Kanye West dies. Taylor Swift. I like how you put in all caps too. dies.
Yeah. Pretty hilarious.
Cheryl Hines dies.
Yeah, so I think that'll be
Sandra Bullock dies. Jennifer Lawrence dies.
Okay, Nick, in the Discord. In the Discord.
We are demonetized now.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Nick, I want you in the Discord to give us a rationale for why you picked the celebrities you did, because they seem interesting. Is there a theory there, or were you just writing out random?
No,
I am going to say I'm noticing a commonality between the choices, and I'm just not going to say it out loud what that commonality is. So,
I think you have to say it out loud now.
Well, now I'm so confused.
Never mind.
What does Taylor Swift and Kanye West have to do with each other?
Oh, everything.
It's so obvious.
It's kind of weird. But I'm not going to
tell you. That's where it all started. That's her career. I'm going to let you finish. That's where it all started. And actually, I didn't even see Kanye West, so my theory goes out the window, so never mind.
Okay, all right.
But... good point. Everything is connected back
everything
to Kanye.
Everything connected. One moment.
Yeah.
Then Harambe. All right.
All right. Next. I believe that U.S. alcohol consumption will continue its downward trend.
I didn't realize it was going downhill.
Yeah.
It is.
All that cocaine we're doing now. No? I don't know.
No, I think it's all
Venezuela.
Weed.
All that Venezuelan cocaine we're doing. Yeah.
I don't know. We're just doing weed and getting gay. That's what we're doing here.
I guess. I just think generationally. Doing weed.
We're doing the marijuana. We're doing the marijuana, guys.
Call it dope now. Doing dope.
Grass.
Doing grass.
Grass.
Devil's lettuce.
I think generationally the trends are very well established. The brewing industry is seeing a lot of just stable declines. This year, 2025, it was a down year for all alcohol brands, I think. I mean, and you know, alcohol has always sort of been this recession proof industry, right? Mm-hmm. When you're happy, you celebrate with a drink. When you're sad, you console yourself with a drink, whatever. That's always been sort of the trope in America, at least. And I think generationally, as boomers are kind of falling off and younger generations are not turning to alcohol in the way that older generations are, I think we're just continuing to see it.
Interesting.
I did see a tweet, and now I'm questioning if it was like a fake tweet or not. I saw a tweet, I think from Dr. Oz, maybe somebody in kind of the doctor sphere of the Trump administration, that had a tweet out that was kind of promoting alcohol.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
There's no substance to the idea that, you know,
the
one two
drink
one or
a
two.
Day thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Curious. There's alcohol companies are lobbying us. I don't know what's going on.
Just put out a tweet. $7,000. Next up. I did keep it, Kyle. AI deepfake fools the world, but is ultimately revealed as fake.
Yeah.
Not specific to an election necessarily, but I think it's just getting so good.
Yeah.
That it is going to become a problem. Major earthquake causes these are my wild cards. This is my second wild card. Major earthquake causes a deadly tsunami in the Pacific. A lot of, just a lot of stuff going on in the Pacific. A lot of earthquakes.
See you, California.
Volcanoes being very active.
Be all that mining.
We still have water.
Yeah, they're going to lift one Dragon Ball off the Pacific Ocean floor, and the whole thing's going to go.
It's like fracking. Kind of, earthquakes are starting to happen. The California fault line just goes.
Folds into the ocean. Bye-bye, Gavin. Sorry. Okay, and last wild card, the MSU Bobcats football program makes it to the Natty again. And I'm going to use this opportunity to shout out Montana State University Bobcats for bringing home the national championship this
year. Press the button, Bennett. God damn it.
Do it.
Sorry.
There it is. Yep. was lucky enough to go down to Nashville and experience the thrilling ride that that was in person, and I don't think I'll ever go to a more entertaining football game ever in my life.
Hmm.
Unless it's, you know, Bobcats at the Natty next year.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, in my free space, my hopeful manifestation is that geoengineering goes mainstream and the practice is ended in the United States.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yep. Goes mainstream. What do you mean by that? Like, it's like revealed that we've been doing
becomes
it?
A part of the popular consciousness, more than just this sort of niche thing that a certain subset of the population knows is real because there are patents on it. There are dozens of companies that are contracting with the military to carry it out. We know it's a thing, but it's just swept under the rug. It's not deemed as important, but in my opinion, is the most universally important issue that the United States, that the world should pay attention to. Because, you know, the aerosols that they're spraying, the substances that they're spraying are landing in our water, on our farmland. They're in our air. We're breathing them. They're landing on our skin. We are all subject to this. And the consequences, I think, are going to become more and more revealed over time. But spraying aluminum into the atmosphere has to have some downstream consequences. I think the wildfires that we're experiencing are part of this. I think the abnormally warm winter that we're having in Montana right now is a part of this.
Huh.
Kyle's laughing, hopefully not at me.
No, I was scanning through Bennett's.
I got a couple humorous ones.
Sorry to interrupt
you,
Joe.
Right.
I was
That's
trying
right.
to hold it in.
It was a bit of a soapbox moment, and I was reveling in it.
But I liked it.
Yo, you did such a great job.
I just want to highlight one of Bennett's. J.D. Vance and Erica Kirk go on a date.
Yep. I will admit that I got a little bit influenced about Vance getting divorced, and I was like, I kind of like that one. And I remember when they had like the hug moment, it was a big thing. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna throw this one out there.
Well, I noticed, I don't remember where it is in here, that someone had TPUSA, like, goes bankrupt.
Closes
or becomes,
door or becomes somehow irrelevant.
Yes.
From Nick.
And, you know,
yeah, so
those could
Nick,
go hand in
I
hand.
I think Nick had the Vance being divorced as well.
Yeah. Mm, interesting. Yep.
You had a lot of edgy ones.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's drop back through. And Bennett, we can kind of cruise over some years while we go through.
I will just, like, burn through them.
Okay. Burn them.
So Walls indicted and Omar deported. Those were kind of go hand in hand. Dem State House, that was, you know, an easier one.
Come on.
U.S. hits $40 trillion in debt, nice. Which I think we can get by the end of the year.
Yep, we had a 45 call too from was it Jesse that said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think this one's together. Both of these combined, so I have to get both. Bondi and cash are gone.
Ooh,
gotta get Bondi out now.
I think Bondi is on thin ice, dude.
Dude,
I think she's on super thin ice.
I think Bondi's gonna launch an exploratory committee for 2028.
Will she be the dark horse that you didn't see coming?
No, I think so many people from the administration are gonna jump in, and she's gonna be one of those people. She's gonna be like kind of like the Nikki Haley. No, that's not even correct, because Nikki Haley did have some semblance of people caring about her. But it'll be one of those things where you're just like, why are you here?
Yeah.
You know?
So this one is Massey wins by more than 15% for his reelection, just because it's not a Democrat, it's not a write-in, and Trump has already endorsed the person that he's running against. I don't think Trump is going to sway his voters, so I hope it's a blowout, but I wanted to be a little...
I like it. Going all the way in, though. 50% is a lot in politics.
Yeah.
I will note Liam's... Liam...
Also predicts that.
He had Thomas Massey becomes U.S. monarch.
as his hopeful manifestation. Yeah,
so, and he dominates the KI in the Kentucky primary.
Yes.
So USA bombs... Or, so world events now, USA bombs Iran again. I think Zelensky dies.
Ooh.
Yep. USA leaves NATO.
That would be sick.
That would be crazy.
Would be sick.
Yeah.
I think we have a conflict with Cuba similar to the Venezuela situation.
Yeah,
because Rubio has been already threatening that.
Oh, it's got to be bigger than Venezuela, right? They don't export anything. We can't control them by threatening their exports. So it's going to have to be militarily.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a slow chokeout.
Or a color revolution.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think the UK prime minister is out just based on public pushback.
Mm-hmm.
And two more for world. I think it's confirmed that the USA is behind the Nord Stream pipeline explosion.
Still on that one.
Joe Biden did it. He's the one who blew it up.
I wouldn't be shocked if he did that. I
told him not to build it. But then
and
blew it up.
Joe had this one too, but BB is gone as prime minister.
You're welcome.
A lot of sports ones for culture. USA hockey wins silver in the Olympics.
Hey, that upgraded from bronze that you said earlier.
I did say bronze earlier, but I was like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if they win gold, I will still give it to you.
Yeah, I actually think, I mean, I hate saying this because I am a Patriots fan. I could see Buffalo finally getting over the hump for the Super Bowl.
Liam predicts the Broncos.
Just in the Super Bowl, not winning. So I have Seahawks winning. Bennett has Bills winning. Liam has Broncos in.
I obviously hope I am wrong about this one. I would love the Patriots to win. But it'll be the Cowboys. I just think realistically, they're not there yet. Okay, so if Travis Kelce does not retire, I think he is either cut or leaves. And I would hate this with a passion, but I know Taylor Swift has a Rhode Island Newport home, so it would make sense for him to join the Patriots. I'm not predicting he joins the Patriots. I just think that he gets cut or leaves.
He leaves the Chiefs in some manner.
Yeah. This is a random one, but with all the Avengers Doomsday trailers coming out, I think Thor dies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because I think Hemsworth is getting close to the end. He's been this character for,
makes sense.
I don't know, a while now. And I think they're really trying to establish Doom as like this really strong villain, and I think Thor's the top of the food chain for the Avengers.
They're bringing back the original X-Men part of it, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. This is a sad one. Sir Ian McKellen passes away.
How could you do that?
Dies.
I think he's getting up there, man. He's almost 90.
Sorry, I was just reading the other one. I was back at reading Nick's everybody dies ones.
A lot of deaths in these predictions, I'm noticing.
Wow. Okay. You guys are dark.
Yep. So, sort of culture, I guess. I think Alexander Karp is out as Palantir CEO. Mostly because he's a crazy person.
He's a wacky dude.
He is a really strange.
I think Silicon Valley loves that shit. Is he insane? Give him more money.
I think investors love Karp.
Is he dancing on a chair?
I mean,
give him more money.
As a Palantir investor,
as a shareholder.
Yes.
Not financial advice. Do your own research.
He has been very good for me. I just think he's a lunatic, and I could see him being charged with a crime, honestly.
One of my favorite clips of last year, one of my favorite clips on Twitter of last year is him showing off the sword to that girl.
Yes.
It's so funny, I just
sent that today.
It's so funny to me where it's just like, there's like a new girl at work and he's just like, check out the sword.
But it's also to X go and give it to you. All right, the last culture one. So this goes back to an episode we have. I think Iran boycotts the Pride game in Seattle.
Wow, that's good.
I wanted to put some World Cup stuff in there. I didn't know how to do it, but I think that's an interesting take. I like that.
Yeah. And then wild cards. I say HR hits 10,000 YouTube subscribers.
Nice.
Right now.
Nice.
Like, subscribe, share with your friends.
There we go.
This is a really crazy one. I think Trump dies and JD narrowly misses being able to have 10 years as a president.
Whoa.
That is a wild card. That is a wild card.
Well done. Oh, that's the most shocking one we have.
And then
Bennett wins.
And then the last one, or the last wild card, Drake May wins MVP. I do sort of think Stafford will get it. And then my free space.
Hopeful manifestation.
Dave Smith comes on the Human Reaction podcast.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Yeah.
Well, he has not yet announced any comedy dates in Bozeman yet that I'm aware of. But he was here in January of last year, so I would assume it was very cold at that time. I think that caught him way off guard.
He's from New York.
Yeah. I don't know.
So maybe we'll see him again in the summer. And
he looked cold in a warm room with a sweater on. He looked kind of chilly.
It was a very cold day.
It was. It was. Yeah.
He should have come this year. It's been really warm.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Good one, Bennett.
Cool.
Thank you for submitting this year and not being a loser like last year.
Whatever.
So we got a range of potential YouTube subscription goals. We got 50K from Eric. Who else do we got? Someone else could do one.
I think what we should do here is we should go down the columns, you know, like the domestic zone, and we'll pick through some from the community and read those off, talk about them a little bit, and we'll just go kind of subject by subject.
Okay.
So
Nick has for prediction number two under domestic issues, constraints for holding physical silver or gold. I'm going to regret telling that story earlier. but yeah, he sold it all.
Well, you know, I think this is really interesting because as silver gets sort of reclassified, if you will, as a strategic metal because of its industrial purpose and how important it is for chips and EVs and solar panels and like sort of the green energy revolution and all the things that it's used for. It's in phones, it's in medical devices and all these things. We have a tremendous supply deficit of silver in the world, which is not priced into the Western markets yet, but you're seeing Shanghai trading it at over 80. You're seeing Middle East countries like Dubai trading it at 90.
Wow.
You're seeing, you know, and this is sort of an edge case, but like Japan, you know, there are reports that it was trading as high as 130. I think that's a little bit dubious, but I think that as that catches up and as the West, as these European banks are no longer able to suppress the price with paper manipulation, which they've been accused of doing for a long time. In fact, JP Morgan actually paid $1 billion fine for doing such things.
Wow.
The price will appreciate rapidly.
And not financial advice, but maybe consider buying silver.
Do your own research, especially right now because portfolios, major institutional portfolios are about to rebalance. There could be a major down move in the next week or two as that happens, but I don't think it'll be long lived.
And not financial advice.
That is the most clear thing. Okay. Let's see. There was one here I wanted to touch on.
I know I saw Hannah has Vivek winning the Ohio governor's race.
Interesting. I feel like he's got headwinds in that, don't you?
There's so much. It's weird because if you go online, there's so much Indian disparagement hate of Vivek. Like, the internet has really turned on him in so many ways. I feel like he's going to win, but it's one of those things where you're just like, man, the internet has really turned him into a villain, kind of annoyingly so in a lot of ways. But
interesting. Emily has elder care collapse accelerates, care facilities understaffed and unaffordable at levels not previously seen. I think that's interesting. I mean, I think that would match with trends. We've got, you know, boomers are the largest, you know, constituency in the United States, largest population. They're aging rapidly. Will the system be able to continue to accommodate them? I don't know. I think that's a really, really fair one.
Jesse has the hemp ban being reversed. I feel like that's probably true too. I could see that prediction.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to maintain, I would suggest, just because of how many rural states grow hemp.
Interestingly, Jesse also has Republicans losing control of the House and the Senate. And so
the Senate is possible. I mean, it depends how bad the year goes, but it's a pretty strong map for Republicans.
Yeah, way less likely, but like possible.
Yeah. I was looking at the map today, and it does look pretty tough for the Democrats. UBI will be instituted in at least one country from Jesse. I think that's interesting.
I think UBI is going to be – right now it's like a – podcast conversation topic that's been going on for the past few years, but I think we're going to start to really see it probably in places like the EU and whatnot.
And that one candidate, who's that candidate who's super about UBI? He made every question about UBI.
Andrew Yang.
Yang gang. Yeah.
Yang gang. Okay, so Eric has Kash Patel getting subpoenaed by Congress for past intelligence disclosures / FBI conduct. I feel like the pressure is really on Kash Patel and Pam Bondi right now. Like, they have not shown up in the way that any of the Trump base expected them to, and they have a lot to answer for. And I really wonder what the undercurrents there are within the intelligence apparatus, because you can't clean house there kind of in the same way that you can maybe in other agencies, right? So much is classified. It's hard to like, it's just hard to make moves. And I wonder how much pressure they're under internally to actually, you know, be able to be effective. They've got probably a lot of people in there actively trying to interrupt their efforts, right?
I'll be curious how Bongino is when he's returning to his show in a few weeks. I'll be very curious to see how he is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Is his comments just going to be nothing but Epstein memes? Well, like, is that really what's going to be?
I think he made a guest appearance on his show, like for the person who took over the show a few days ago, and that was the comment section. It was very much like that, is my understanding. It's what I heard. But it'll be curious of like, does he go into some stuff, or can he, you know, like
he won't.
there's a lot of that. I couldn't imagine.
The first thing he did was retweet Mark Levin and attack Thomas Massie as soon as he got out of the administration. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. He's
carrying water from now on out, guys.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of that, Hannah has Thomas Massie winning by significant margins as well. And I think that's right. I think that's right. I don't think Trump's
I feel like Trump's really
carrying much of the base right now.
Well, it's always been a question of whether or not, how strong is Trump amongst the base, specifically in that district in which Thomas Massie's from that district. They got someone to run against him who's from the district, but like incumbency power matters, right? And it's going to be real difficult to overcome no matter how much money they spend.
Yeah.
Something I want to throw at is just one that I pinged on Jesse's cultural topic, because it ties in with, I have the AI assisted album hits number one. Yeah. Jesse has AI music will be banned from Spotify.
Yeah.
And I could see that happening.
Joe Rogan's fucked. plays the 50 Cent AI song every episode.
That is true. There's just this cultural wave of like, we all hate AI, but like we're also all going to use AI.
Yes.
Like it's the dissonance that is existing there, and I'm just so curious how the next 2 years plays out.
The honeymoon didn't last long. Like Larian Studios literally came out and said, we use AI sometimes for concepts, and people were like, ah! And everyone freaked out, so much so there had to be like multiple releases about, no guys, we just use it for like vetting our ideas and quickly generating art before we go through with a real artist and make real art, you know? I mean, like it's...
And Larian Studios, they won Game of the Year a couple years back with Baldur's Gate 3, and then it was a similar thing that happened with Sandfall with Expedition 33, where they... in the beginning processes of making their game, and they swept the game awards. They got like 10 awards or something. Yeah. Honestly, one of the best narratives I've ever experienced. Shout out to them, I guess. After they won the game awards, they had a few random art pieces from their early development that they forgot to remove. And then they kind of quietly patched them out. It was like newspaper clippings and things like that randomly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's just all this like uproar. It's like, oh my God,
how could they?
This game that won everything on a $9 million budget. How dare they do this? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, now it's like, and then they got pulled from another award show or something because of it. And it's like, this generational game that happens, and it's like, how dare you use AI in your development at all? It's just like, it's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have a lot more AI is not that bad conversations, I imagine, this next year.
Well, 100%. I can see both sides of this issue, and it's going to be a very interesting debate to see how it manifests itself. And I think you could see a lot of organization of pushback from white collar knowledge workers, artists, creatives generally, on the adoption of AI, because it's going to represent a tremendous economic pain for all of those groups. And you could see them sort of try to, you know, organize around that to push back on it. I just want to point out this interesting juxtaposition or pairing of two different picks from Nick and Hannah. Nick has a white transsexual performs shooting spree at a Somalian daycare. I might add, and kills no one. Well, for obvious reasons. And then Hannah, right below it, has widespread public assistance reform due to Somalian daycare scandal. I think the fraud thing that we just started to scratch the surface of at the end of last year is going to be a much bigger issue, and a place where if Trump and the DOJ and the FBI can really get a handle on it and really start to create some action around it, could be something that carries them much stronger with their base and with other people who feel like their tax dollars are being misused and abused into the midterm election. So that could be something that saves.
And there's going to be Nick Shirley copycats.
There already are. They're popping
we're going to see way more than just the Minnesota thing. That was something I was thinking about putting. I was going to put a number of how much fraud is discovered, but I just... What number do you put on there?
It could be billions. It could be hundreds of billions. I mean, it could be.
Well, it's already hundreds of billions.
I saw
how many trillions should I put?
Well,
in
I know. I saw a statistic that like, and I don't know if these numbers are accurate, but what I read was like the United States takes in $2.5 trillion in tax revenue every year, and $1.5 trillion of it is fraud. You know, like is used for fraud. Mm-hmm. Like it could be that high.
Which is what Elon was saying in the early days of Doge.
Yeah.
Like I remember him putting a number of how much he suspected it being fraud, and it was a crazy number.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
What would also be crazy is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez get back together again. Thanks, Emily.
It would be the third time.
Oh, so really?
again.
Yeah. So they've already gone back together once, like 15, 20 years apart. So
wow.
That's nuts. Have we skipped over world events? It seems like we've just kind of fast.
A lot of them are kind of like things that we...
For sure.
Yeah. The UWI. A lot of the stuff we already mentioned. King Charles dies. That's interesting, from Hannah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be a wild one.
Germany restarts its nuclear program, also from Hannah.
There's something there.
Is that possible? Can they do that? Because I was just in Germany, and I'm pretty sure...
take over France when they collapse.
I was just in Germany, and they were talking about... the people that I was hanging out with were talking about how they had just gone to watch the final, maybe not the final, but one of the nuclear reactors that had been shut down in Germany a few years prior. They just went to watch it be demolished.
Hmm.
Like, they are taking them down, not just shutting them off.
They've been on the trend to do that for a while. But you got to wonder if they're going to reinvest in some smaller nuclear reactors for the newer generation nuclear reactors. I know there was some talk about that as the phase out happens,
mm-hmm.
and as the obviously Nord Stream and other natural gas constraints. And American natural gas is dominating the market right now, in part because of Trump forcing a lot of people to buy it. But you're going to want something else that you can supplement your energy supply with.
For sure.
Because we blew up Nord Stream.
I think we did. Yeah. I think you're right about that,
brother.
You've been on that from
the beginning.
I'm switching topics on us hard right now, because I just noticed that Emily had put rumors flourish that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are separating. I think we're on the same wavelength there, Emily. And you know what? We must have been on the same wavelength.
Hannah says, for culture, Taylor Frankie Paul's season of The Bachelorette will be the most watched season in history. What does that even mean?
Show of hands in the room. Who knows who that is?
I don't know any of them.
I don't know what those words mean.
Oh, I assume that was one person's whole name.
It's a TV show.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
I guess so.
Or is this like the polyamorous version of the Bachelor? It's a throuple.
Who would watch that?
Bachelor polyamory edition.
Jeez. Well, that'd be a lame last episode. You know, you're down to like one guy and two women, and then he just doesn't pick.
What if we all roses? We just all get together?
All right.
The producers are like, that's a good idea.
Damn, that's a good idea.
I think we should end it with some of the our manifestations from the
on a positive.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right, okay.
What polyamory edition wasn't positive enough for you, Bennett?
All right, so Jesse, he manifests that the American dollar inflation is reversed. Please let it be so.
Please.
That would be so great.
Although that wouldn't be good for those of us stacking precious metals, but that would actually be fine.
Yeah,
be
okay. You'd live with that.
Sometimes when you make those types of investments, you're just like, oh, I kind of want things to go bad now.
That's true. It's a weird incentive, but it's, you know, whatever.
Well, my investments in cancer would be bad if cancer rates go down in 2026 from Emily.
David, heavily invested in cancer.
I'm very pro-cancer.
3x leverage on pro-cancer stocks.
I buy a lot
stocks.
Of sunscreen company stocks.
DuPont.
master of transitions. Okay, so Nick thinks Angela McArdle gets pregnant again.
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, right. that's an interesting
Isn't
guess.
That Andrew McCardle's personal. Husband, is it?
No.
Is it his name? Okay.
Austin.
Oh, okay.
Austin. I was like, what?
Insider trading.
He's been, you know what? Maybe it's an alias. It's an alias.
Fed gets audited from Hannah.
Boy, that is super optimistic. And I love it.
That'd be great.
I love it.
Not going to happen.
Elon becomes a trillionaire.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's real close. He's at $700 billion. I saw something about that.
Yeah.
Well, and if SpaceX goes public.
The IPO, it's probably going
to
happen.
Eric, I'm curious why that's your hopeful manifestation. Is he promised to cut you in on it or something?
I just really love him.
I think we could see that happen.
I think it's going to happen, yeah.
And let's see what we got next.
Thomas Massey becomes U.S. monarch.
Absolutely.
From Liam.
You know.
There we go.
What was Grok's?
Oh, what was Grok's? Yeah, we did ask Grok to fill out.
Hold on, we didn't preface this at all. Up front, I forgot that we had decided to run a a prompt for Grok to answer all of these predictions. So do you want to just rip through those real quick?
No, just do the final free space.
We'll post it in the Discord.
xAI launches a revolutionary AI model that democratizes access to advanced reasoning tools, empowering billions to solve local problems from climate adaption to personalized education, fostering a more innovative and equitable world. What I thought was more interesting, they thought that esports would overtake traditional sports in viewership among people under 30s. That's interesting.
That's actually
with the Olympics including.
I could see that with League of Legends or something.
Yeah.
Esports are pretty huge.
They put on crazy shows.
It thinks AI generated music will dominate the charts.
Like the music events at the esports stuff is superior to the Super Bowl, like the halftime show.
Really?
Like the level of production that they put into it is crazy.
Wow. That's crazy.
Some of these.
Hmm.
Interesting to note, just to close out. Nothing really on robotics in any of our
more AI focused. Yeah.
No sex robots this year, David?
No sex robots this year.
Didn't someone do something about sex robots? Somebody did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
someone will marry an AI powered robot from Jesse.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Jesse got us. All right. Thank you, Jesse, for being the lone voice of robotics.
And so I guess to close out the show here, if you want to, you can still fill out bingo cards. We'll put it down below. And
yeah.
It's not too late to fill out more bingo cards.
No, we'll leave it open. If you want to jump in on this fun, we would love to have you join us. Fill out your predictions, all 7 from each category, 3 wild cards and 1 hopeful manifestation.
And what do people get if they win?
What you get if you win. And I don't know, we have to talk about this leaving it open thing because, you know, things get easier once you hear everyone else's predictions and once the year goes a little bit and you see what trends are manifesting. We'll have to figure out what the latecomer group gets because I don't think it should be as good. But
we'll close at some point.
But for those of you that have submitted as of today, you get to design a t-shirt that we will wear on the show.
For each of us.
It can be a different design and a different statement for each of us. We will wear them on the show. It can be anything you want. The only rules that we have are... if it is an inappropriate image, it will be censored so we don't get demonetized on YouTube. And if there are swear words, they will be censored so we don't get demonetized on YouTube.
But we will physically wear them.
Yes. We will pay to get them made and we will physically wear them on the show. Anything you want. And it'll be on the first episode of 2027. Mm-hmm. So you've got all year to think about what you would have us wear.
You don't have to design it either. You could just tell Joe what you want designed. He'll design it for you.
I'm not going to do it. Put it into AI.
What if they want you guys to wear nothing?
Hot.
Shirtless episodes?
So we get the views.
Gonna have to be working out a little extra hard this year just in case.
Be on a fast.
Yeah.
That one goes through.
I'm currently on a fast, so maybe I was way ahead on this trend here.
Fast for a year, Joe.
Guys, I won't see you in 2027. Should have put that on my bingo card. Joe dies. Add me to the list.
I think Nick had that in his. Kanye, dies. Taylor.
Oh, we had Joe shaves his beard. I don't think
probably die first.
I do kind of shave my beard sometimes, but yeah, if I shave my beard, I would die. I'm like Samson, right? Cut his hair. No. All right. Thank you guys so much for submitting to Bingo 2026. Thank you.
Biblical.
We really appreciate you guys. If you'd like to jump in, the Discord link is in the description. You can fill out the form for Bingo. We'd love to have you join us. Please like, subscribe, comment, all those things. Leave us a review on Spotify. Gay and Retarded, always accepted. And we will see you guys in the next episode.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Human Reaction. Please be sure to like, follow, subscribe, and give us a review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you want to become a member and support the show financially, check out humanreactionpod.com.